T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is another episode of the Somewhat Normal podcast. Somewhat funny, somewhat serious, somewhat normal. And it is Mercedes and JC here. We actually had a week off with the whole Labor Day weekend, so we missed I missed the Somewhat Normal podcast.
Yeah, a couple people are sending us messages. Where's the podcast? Where's the podcast? We're like, oh, we took off today. Darn it. We should have did it on Thursday last week.
We really should have. I mean, it's not that hard to do that.
But Mercedes, don't pull the curtain back. It's very hard to hit record.
Well, it sounds like you and your wife had a good Labor Day weekend, and that kind of translated into or transitioned into the week. You guys were able to pull off a pretty big surprise.
Yeah, she went back home to visit her family, and she thought about kind of surprising a lot of people, just kind of showing up. And I'm like, listen, if you're going to pull off a surprise visit, someone needs to be in the loop on things. You can't surprise everyone. You need a person to coordinate things with, get a ride from the airport. So she looped in her aunt and uncle. But the surprise was she didn't tell her mom that she was coming. So she flew out there. Her uncle picked her up, brought him over to her house, to their house. And the way they paid it off was her mom came over to have some drinks and stuff and just have a nice Sunday night dinner. And my wife just came walking out to see her, and she was completely surprised.
That's so nice. I bet she loved that. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they got some stuff going on back there. So her mom was just super happy to have her daughter there this week. But have you ever pulled off a surprise, or were you the one surprising someone?
I am terrible at pulling off surprises because I always worry about the planning. I worry that things will not go perfect. And so I end up just saying, hey, here's what's going to happen. I've had surprise parties thrown for me before, but I kind of knew that they were happening. It's like all these little hints all of a sudden. You're like, oh, you're all busy this weekend at the exact same time. Okay. But I did have my mom do what your wife did to her mom. She showed up just one year randomly for my birthday. I was doing some work. And then all of a sudden, my husband said he had to go to the grocery store. The door opens. I hear him come in. And there's my mom. I'm like, oh my gosh. So it was really, it meant a lot. So I can see how your mother-in-law must have been so touched.
Yeah, it's a great feeling when you're able to pull it off. I've done two, kind of the same thing, where I've gone back and surprised my mom. My dad was in the loop that I was coming home, because you need to have someone to coordinate things. And one was around Christmas time, completely surprised. And the other time, they were down in Florida, and I flew down and surprised my mom then. And it's just a simple thing, you know, knocking on the door. Mom's like, who's that? Opens the door, and it's me. And it's a cool feeling.
Yeah, I'm the kind of person, though, that I want to know. I want a heads up. What if I didn't clean? Am I dressed appropriately? What's going on? So I don't like that. I don't want that to happen to me.
It's because my dad, one time I went back home, she's like, I should have put the pieces of the puzzle together, my mom was saying, because it was that afternoon. My dad was like, oh, let's run to the store. And she's like, what do we need? He's like, I don't know, maybe some lunch meat. She's like, when do you eat lunch meat? He's like, oh, you know, I want to make a sandwich. And then he was kind of like planning, so we had stuff in the house that I like, but she didn't put two and two together.
Yeah. Well, and when you look back, it's like, oh, all the clues were right in front
of
me.
Exactly.
What was I thinking? Oh, that is so super sweet. I'm so glad that she had a nice week.
And you had a great weekend. You guys were in Utah this past weekend?
Yeah, we went up to Duck Creek. It's the first time I ever been up there, and did the whole nature thing. I realize I'm not a super nature-y. I like being outside, but I don't know. It was relaxing, but I was just stressed kind of the whole time. I think just with the pandemic and stuff, I wanted to make sure we didn't run into anybody. I wanted to be by ourselves. And so that happened, but It was nice. The cabin we were in was absolutely beautiful. Oh my gosh, it was so nice. It's nicer than the house I live in. I was like, okay, I kind of want to bring this cabin back, but put it in a neighborhood where I have all my conveniences.
Did you go on any long hikes?
Yeah, we did. We went on a couple of hikes. One trail we went on, there was just so many people that we left immediately because it was just, there was too many people to be around. I didn't feel comfortable. So then we just found a trail by the cabin and basically we just walked in circles 4 or 5 times, but it was still nice and it was in nature and you know, we enjoyed that. But it was funny because that Duck Creek was basically mini Las Vegas. There were so many people and you know, it's a small world when you're hiking and you hear Mercedes and I look over and I'm like, huh? And it's a girl, a woman I know, her daughter goes to school with my daughter.
Nuh-uh.
And I'm just like, what are you doing here? She's like, we're staying in that cabin right there. I'm like, we're staying in that cabin right there. We're literally across the road from one another. It was so random. And then they were with their family friends and my daughter's with me. And this teenage boy looks at my daughter, goes, hey, Sophie. And my daughter's like, hi, Riley. And would they like, they knew each other. I'm like, what the heck is going on here? It was so random.
You go to escape Las Vegas and just get out of town for a couple of days and just enjoy nature and you bump into people that you know.
I know. It's so weird to run into people that you know out of your circle. It's just so bizarre. I've been in Disneyland before where we're getting on the tram and someone's like, Mercedes, turn around. Oh, it's my old neighbor from when I was growing up. Like, what are you doing here?
It's like when you see a teacher outside of school, like growing up as a kid, I just thought teachers didn't do anything. They taught and they went home and lived in a bubble. And I remember we were down in Florida and we're at a restaurant. There's a random restaurant in Florida and I went to Catholic school and we turn around and there is Sister Mary Jane. And I forget the other nun's name, but two of the nuns were down there just vacationing in Florida.
Hey, nuns need a break too, okay? Sometimes it gets hard to do the nunning thing.
They were in bikinis down in Florida, but they said with the habit. Is that what it's called?
Oh, yeah, little habit for you boobies. Well, that is it for the Somewhat Normal podcast. We will be back with a brand new episode next Friday. And until then, goodbye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.